Welcome back to Shakedown Shin. We all had a great week or two here. We went to Burlington, Vermont yesterday. We decided to take a road trip. We left very early, went up there. It took us through this, my GPS for some reason didn't go up 4. It went this complete back way. It was about the same time though. And we went through this town called, Ironsville. And it had, so you see the sign, "Welcome to Ironsville, home of the electric era," or something. You get into the town, you see a church and a water wheel and like 5 buildings. And then you see the "thank you for visiting" sign. It was like, it was part of a different town up that way. I can't remember. But Chestertown? Not Chestertown. It was way far out of there. I can't remember, but it was in the middle of nowhere.
You get any maple syrup?
No. Oh. We thought about it. But we did get up there and into Burlington and went to this really cool place for breakfast. It's called August 1st. It was in like an old garage type thing. And it said it was a laptop-free cafe. So like you can't go in there and sit around on your laptop for hours.
That's good.
It was good. They had really good food. They make all their own bread and everything. And I had a really good smoothie bowl. No, we had scrambled eggs and we had lattes and hot chocolate. And Joey got this breakfast skillet.
Uh-huh.
They serve it to you right in the skillet too. And it's potatoes and kale and tomatoes and eggs and cheese and meat if you want meat. It's really, really neat.
They have a lot of those little restaurants that are, I don't know if you've ever been to Weston. I think it is. That's where they have this huge general store. They put out a catalog, but they have everything in it from, I mean, clothes and toys and candies. But the thing about the toys and the candy is it's back from the 50s and 60s. And I don't know if you ever heard of blackjack gum. See, when I was a kid, I grew up with that. It was black licorice gum. And different kinds of candy, mellow cups.
I know what those are. Yeah,
they have marshmallow. It's like a Reese's bar, but it has marshmallow in it instead of peanut butter. And he used to save the... They had a card in it with points. And if you got so many points, you got things. Yeah. I mean, it's really neat. And it's older, too. And then next door, there's this old hotel. And they've got a dining room in there. And they have the best lunches. Different than you can get anywhere. And it's in Weston or Easton. I'll have to find out for you because it's worth going for a visit. You go through Manchester and then take a left around that. After you pass that circle, you go up to the next corner, take a right, and then you just go out about maybe 10 or 12 miles, and then it has a sign that says Weston, and you just take that and drive for about 45 minutes, and you're going through dirt roads, through trees, you know, and it's really pretty.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful, just the mountains everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It was very, very cold, because we're up there, like, right off of Lake Champlain.
Sure.
It started snowing a little bit, not anything heavy. Just light flurries, but it was so cold. We weren't prepared because we just had 60-degree weather here the day before. And so we had to go get hats and gloves and stuff. So we walked Rothbard around a little bit after breakfast. We were walking through Church Street. And come to find out, Vermont is very dog-friendly. Extremely dog-friendly.
Really?
You can bring your dog, like well-behaved dogs, in the stores. Most of the stores on Church Street have a little sign in the front window. It's either going to be a bone or something with a dog on it. It says dogs are welcome or whatever. We must have went into like 5 or 6 stores that allow dogs and they have treats in there for them. And like we're from New York, obviously, and New York is like not dog friendly.
They're not people friendly either. Are you kidding me? And business friendly.
I know. And so we get to Vermont and we're not expecting all these stores to just allow dogs in there like that, and we were very surprised.
That's neat.
It is neat. And then We went to Felino's for pizza, and they are attached to Fiddlehead Brewery. And Fiddlehead Brewery actually allows dogs inside too.
Okay.
And we didn't know that either. I was over there getting a drink to bring it to Felino's. It's really strange. I was super confused. So, like, you go in there. You got Felino's over here. You can go in that door and you can get pizza and stuff. And it's like a bring your own drink kind of deal. But you can't. And so you have the brewery in the same building through a different door.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can go to the brewery and get drinks and bring them over to Felino's, but they have to be sealed. You can't, like, bring a pint from the brewery over here.
Oh, okay.
And, like, Felino's is bring your own drinks, but you can't, like, bring your own drinks into the brewery.
Oh, wow.
Because they've got two different liquor licenses. It's really neat, though. But so I was over in the brewery getting, like, a growler to bring over to Felino's, and there was dogs in there. And so I'm like, oh, are you guys dog friendly, or are they like service dogs? They're like, no, we allow dogs. Like, everyone's just so dog friendly in Vermont.
Were the dogs drinking?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's allowed.
Well, you know, that's that picture of the dogs playing poker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just kind of thought maybe that was the kind of place it was. You had dogs sitting around playing poker and having a beer, you know?
Yeah, but the pizza was really, really good. We killed a whole pizza, just Joey and I. Noah had two slices, but we killed a whole pizza, and then we killed about half of his Noah's cheese pizza. We left with like three slices of cheese pizza.
I think you put that picture up on your Facebook page.
You should have seen the picture after it was done.
Oh, really?
We destroyed it. We ate so much food when we were in Burlington. And apparently cheese and honey is a thing there. They
really
like to eat cheese with honey. We got this sample. Smoked honey is really, really good, by the way.
Smoked honey?
Smoked honey. With a nice piece of cheese. It's strange. People out there, you drive 2 hours and people are just eating cheese and honey.
Wow. Pretty good. You don't want to walk in back of them on the way out, though, if they've been there 2 hours eating cheese and honey.
Yeah, so we got honey. We did a bunch of shopping and saw a lot of dogs.
You know, when you go to Vermont, I mean, I wouldn't want to live there.
Mm-mm.
It's, you know, because probably it's so dog friendly because Bernie's signing them up, you know, for election time. But there is a different atmosphere there.
Yeah.
Isn't definitely
there? It's almost, I mean, if you were blindfolded and somebody drove you there and you would and getting out of the car, you would think, you know, you're in a different place.
It's
you
definitely
know you're not
different.
Anywhere in New York State.
No.
It is different, and I don't know what about
different.
It's almost homesy and country-ish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how Burlington is, because I've never been there, but is that still kind of, not rural, I know it's busy, but does that still have that atmosphere?
I mean, it definitely has a different atmosphere. People are super, super friendly.
Okay.
It's very, you can just tell it's very progressive.
Okay.
We were walking around in this one cafe bagel store thing. Mm-hmm. Starting pay, they're like looking for people. Starting pay is $15 an hour.
Really?
And
serving,
I mean,
bagels.
Yeah. I mean, that's just starting. Imagine if you have experience.
It's not called Bagel Bell, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it just, they're probably super understaffed because of that. You walk around, you see shirt, like t-shirt shops. We saw one in the mall that had a Bernie 2020 shirt. And it's just, everybody is so crazy about Bernie Sanders there. Except Joey's cousin. We met up with her and she's not a Bernie supporter.
No. She lives in Vermont.
Yeah, she lives just outside of Burlington. We met up with her for some dinner.
Right.
We went to this really cool place called Grazer's. They had really good food, actually. It's
a
huge menu.
That's great.
But yeah, we ate way too much food yesterday.
You know what used to be nice was Manchester. Now, you went north, so did you go through Manchester or did you go up when you crossed the border up north?
We went up New York
okay.
a little bit and then crossed, I think we crossed Champlain. Was that Champlain that we crossed? I'm not really sure. But we went over this really cool bridge and went right into Vermont and through Shelburne and right into Burlington.
Yeah, so I don't think we went through Manchester. That's almost like near Warrensburg that you crossed over, or a little farther north?
We went through Warrensburg, but we went up New York ways.
Right.
And, yeah, it
was... Manchester had... When you went into Manchester, which is... you go through Salem and
No, we came back that way.
Right. And I don't want to call it a city because it's not that awful big, but that used to be so nice. They have a lot of outlet stores, and they used to have this big, huge barn, and they had a restaurant in there on the top floor, and you looked out, had a huge window, and you looked out and saw the mountains and stuff, and the food was really good. I mean, it was like country-ish food, you know, like... bacon and cheese sandwiches with maple, a little thing of maple syrup that you could dunk the sandwich in and stuff like that. But really good. And then it was a store. You can make your own candles. And the second floor was all kitchen stuff. I mean, you know. And they turned it into a outlet store. It was there for years. And then they had a store down from it, Basketville. And you could go in there, and any basket that you wanted to buy, wicker, whatever, they had. And it was really not expensive. And they closed that and put a outlet store in it that's expensive, you know. And it was pretty neat.
You know, malls aren't doing too good right now.
No.
We were in the mall up there, and Payless is going out of business. Mm-hmm. And there's a few other stores going out of business. I know the Aviation Mall here is a ghost town.
Still, I thought they built that up, and then it went back down again.
It's so bad. There's, like, nothing there. Wilton Mall, they've got a few places going out of business here, too. And it's because of things like online shopping and stuff, which, I mean, is fine. I mean, if someone's doing better, they're going to put competition that's not doing good out of business.
Well,
but
it's the and even the stores that are in the mall, you can buy things online from that store,
right? Yeah.
So, but the rent they have to pay is enormous, and they have to pay a part of their I mean, it may not be a huge, but a part of their income, what they take in every day, they have to pay that to the mall,
pay the employees and everything,
and they each have to pay so much towards, like, the air conditioning bill. And a friend of mine had a small store up there, and he was telling me everything they have to pay. And I said, gee, it's almost like having a store downtown Saratoga where, I mean, a dress shop, they pay $6,000 a month in rent on Broadway. And how many dresses do you have to sell just to cover your
rent?
And
the dresses are so expensive, too.
I know, but it's ridiculous. So I can see where malls would be going down. And you see more strip malls now. Right up by Wilton Mall, they have all those...
plazas and stuff.
Yeah, they have stores in them, and then they have restaurants. And you see more of that.
Yeah, rather than big malls.
It's too bad because you're going to have big empty buildings with big blacktop parking lots and... you know, it's going to look terrible.
Yeah, we'll find some kind of use for them.
Well, I'm sure they'll probably knock them down and build a housing development.
Yeah,
you know,
they already got the parking space.
Sad. Yeah, parking, and they got the water in there and that. But, you know, do you want that too? I mean, I think they're building too much. Where in Vermont or some of the other states like New Hampshire and that, they're more...
Vermont's building a lot of stuff, actually.
Real? Are they?
Yeah, we saw a few housing developments going up on our way through. And then when we went to dinner, there was one right outside of that plaza area. Two housing developments being built right outside of that.
That's crazy.
We're just getting more populated.
Well, more populated, you have
We're going to have to start doing a child limit like China.
Yeah, that's like...
I'm kidding.
Like Alonso Cortez wants to do. I think, well, see, it's like Saratoga. And you build and build and build, but the population doesn't go up.
No, because it's just people that come around for a certain amount of time per year.
Well, what they do, see, they're wealthy, retirees, because you sell your house in Long Island. I mean, really, and you come up here and you buy a condo for $500,000, which would they sell their house for $5 million? And that's good. They retired probably planning that. Then they come to Saratoga, and they live, let's say, in Florida for 6 months and a day. So now they're residents of Florida, and they don't have to pay New York tax. And then they come and move, to stay in New York in the summertime.
Well, good for them. Who wants to pay New York taxes?
Well, yeah. Well, even even Alanzio Cortez's mother moved to Florida because she said New York taxes were too high.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, this is the princess's mother. Who, I mean, it's terrible how New York is getting, because the more people that leave, and we're one of the highest states, correct, that people are leaving, our taxes get higher than the people that live here. And Cuomo is wringing his hands now because our budget deficit keeps growing because we're not getting the tax money in, and he wants to spend money, and he hasn't got it. So he's in a little predicament here now. Of things that he promised that he can't come through. So it's interesting on what's happening in New York and in California, the same thing. I mean, there people are flocking away from there because of their high taxes. I mean, I think, I don't know if their state went bankrupt or it was near bankruptcy. You know, it's terrible. But the, and I think the migration is to the Midwest, and that because it's so laid back and so much country that, you know, people are doing that. One of the, you talked about the population getting too big. There was one of the Democratic candidates that's running for president, God help us. And he said that they were talking about Mount Fiji. Or Fiji, the island, and somebody was saying that you could fit like, I don't know if it was 20 million people, 30 million people on the island and still have room. And this brain said that, but if you get too many people on that island, it will flip over into the ocean, and anybody on the island, they're going to drown. And they're looking at him. The conservative newscasters are looking at him and saying, you honestly think an island can turn over? I mean, it's part of the ocean floor. And it's not going to flip over. So don't worry about it.
Gary Johnson with, what was that, Aleppo? Yeah, Aleppo. I was talking to somebody who, we were talking about the election coming up, and he goes, you think it's going to be Trump and Bernie? And I said, yeah, I think it'll probably come down to that. And he was telling me about how he doesn't hate Trump. He's like, he hasn't really done too much. He goes, Obama was a lot worse. He's like, I didn't vote for Hillary because I didn't want her in office, but if it had come down to Bernie and Trump, I would vote for Bernie. I'm just so confused where this guy's headed. Yeah, because really, he's all over the place. But we were talking about it, and I was like, well, why would you vote for Bernie Sanders if you voted for Trump last time? And he's like, well, I just didn't want Hillary Clinton. I'm like, okay, whatever. So he went on to say that he goes, you know, Bernie Sanders is all about being against the big guys, against the big corporations. And so we're talking about that. And he goes, well, you know, all these millionaires, they just have so much money and they don't need that money. And my head like blew apart. I'm like, what do you mean? They like got that money. That's their money. What do you, you just want to take their money? He goes, well, yeah, why do they need it? And I'm like, okay, so you're just going to justify stealing their money to give to everybody else. He goes, yeah, we'd be a lot better off. I'm like, you know, they're going to find ways to get their money somewhere else that's not here. He goes, well, they're going to raise taxes on them and everything. I'm like, they don't pay taxes. They put their money in offshore banks. They get lawyers to help them get away from taxes. The taxes are going to fall on us, and you're going to be more poor than you are now. It's just crazy how people buy into these ideas, but they don't think it through enough.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were talking before we went on, and I was telling you how this friend of mine can't stand Trump, hates him. He hasn't done one good thing since he's been in office. And you name a bunch of the things that he's done well. Excuse me. And, I mean, you may not like the way Trump talks. You may think he's crazy when he tweets. But, I mean, today he can't get his ideas through the news, so he has to tweet them, and he goes too far. But when you look at the things that he's done and the programs that he did away with to make the economy better, and, I mean, I think we talked about this the last time when he was over in Vietnam and he couldn't make a deal. He said sometimes you have to know when to walk away. But nobody knows, or very few people know, that he made a $20 billion contract with Vietnam to buy planes from Boeing. Now, that's a $20 billion contract for the U.S. Boeing will now employ more workers to make planes for Vietnam. Now, you never heard that on the news. I mean, and it's just crazy how, you know, people think that millionaires or billionaires don't pay taxes. Well, they may not in their business, but on their income, they pay, and it may be a lower percentage than anybody wants. So I said to this friend of mine, I said, you know what? Because then a teacher from Siena got in the conversation. I said, well, you know what? I'm sick of hearing about billionaires not paying their fair share. I think they should take all their money and their business and move over to Europe. I said, I think then you wouldn't have to complain about them not paying taxes. And he goes, but that would destroy our economy. So I said, well, then why do you want to tax them 70%? I mean, do you think that's going to help our economy? You're going to start more social programs and more giveaways to people that don't want to work to pay taxes. I said, there's a larger percentage of Americans that don't pay taxes, that get money back from the government, that than there are the people that pay taxes. And then I said, you know, President Reagan had a saying that the best social program was a job. And when you think about that, I mean, that's true. And there's so many jobs available now that people aren't taking advantage of because they are getting government benefits, that I can't see Bernie making that any better.
I just think it's a little hypocritical that here he is, a millionaire, but he wants to attack all these other millionaires, but he's not going to attack himself. He's not going to pay half the amount he's going to say he's going to charge everybody else. And if he's against them, why is he one? It's like the same with, AOC, she's not a millionaire, but... She's against all these big corporations and everything, but she's on her iPhone drinking Starbucks, walking around in designer clothes. Like, child labor was used to make your stuff.
That's right.
Like, it's that we were talking about it on our way here. People against, like, animal brutality with the track and everything, but yet they still go.
And bet money.
And they may not bet money. Some of them will go just for like drinks and have fun or whatever, but you're still putting money into the Saratoga racetrack.
The industry, yeah.
And so if you really cared about those horses, like you say you do, you wouldn't be there, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's just, if you really want social programs, at least show me that you can back that up.
Right.
Like, show me that you want everything like homegrown, blah, blah, blah. You don't want technology and stuff like that, because half the technology we have is made with child or what they would call slave wages.
Right, in foreign countries.
In foreign countries. And so I'm not going to believe socialism's going to work until I see someone prove to me that they can use absolutely nothing that they're against.
Right, the old saying, which is true, and you probably heard it, but it was said a lot when I was growing up, you practice what you preach.
Right, nobody does that.
Don't go telling me how to live when you live the opposite way. And, I mean, you're right. Now, this Ocasio-Cortez, she is projecting an image of herself that she grew up dirt poor and that she didn't have anything when she was growing up. But she was from a not a very wealthy family. But,
no, but she was well off.
She was well off.
She did okay.
And I mean, I just don't understand.
I wouldn't call it dirt poor.
No, it wasn't dirt poor. And if her mother had, you know, moved to Florida because of taxes, then why did she move to Florida? She should have stayed in New York with her daughter, who's a congresswoman from New York. And but they just can do whatever they want. And if you go with what Bernie wants with this one-payer system, I mean, it's going to bankrupt our country. And the government will be in control of our medicine more than they are now, which means we'll be like Canada and we'll have to escape to a country that has better doctors because their system up there isn't working. And it's paid for by taxes. It comes out of your paycheck. Maternal leave and health care are a line item in your taxes, in your paycheck. So it's, I mean, capitalism works if you just let it go that way.
And you don't interfere with it with cronyism and the government and lining pockets and them getting involved and regulations and... If you just let the market do its thing, don't mess with it, you might have some times where it goes downhill a little bit, but it will fix itself.
Sure it will.
People just like don't allow it time to fix itself. And I was saying the other day, like, how long is this bubble that we have going to last? Like, that last recession we had, we didn't go into a depression because we... made interest rates lower. We stimulated, bailed people out, the housing market, the automobile industry.
Banks.
So we have this bubble here that we're still in, but as soon as it pops, we're gonna have to deal with it sometime. It can only grow so big.
Well, the market always fluctuates.
There's
always going to be highs and there's always going to be lows. And I mean, it readjusts itself after a while if things are done in the right way.
And it won't be as bad if you just let it do its thing. But when you interfere with it, it's only going to make the lows worse. I was didn't really hear too much about this, but I heard something. This isn't related to the economy really, but I'm just going off on a different tangent.
That's okay. That's what the show's about today.
My segues are terrible. I heard about I didn't hear about it, but I did hear about it. The tuition scandal.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't know too much about it, but I did hear that people are angry that other people are paying so much money to get accepted into college over people with good grades and stuff like that. What I feel like is, I guess it kind of does relate to what we're talking about, like the Saratoga thing. If you don't believe in it, then don't support it. Well, if the college that you're trying to get into is taking people that are going to pay more money rather than people who have better grades, why do you want to support that college?
Well, that's why we're graduating more idiots today, because most of these people
why are you angry about that?
Exactly.
I just feel like if they're paying to get in, I mean, they have, I don't agree with it morally. I don't think I wouldn't do it if I had the money, wouldn't like pay my way into a school over somebody. Cause I feel bad. Like you're smarter than me. You should be able to get
pay it. Wouldn't want to pay a fellow, a guy that was in charge of this, $500,000. So that Noah could go to college under a false pretense, like William Macy, the actor, and his wife. They have two daughters, and they paid to get them in. And based on a sports scholarship of rowing, you know, and they never picked up an oar in their life. So they entered college by the parents paying a lot of dollars because their kids wanted to go there. And one of them said, I really didn't want to go to college. I just wanted to party in a college atmosphere.
Yeah, I
atmosphere.
Saw that video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't want Noah to go to a college just to pay, just to have the right to say, oh, I went to Harvard and I graduated from Harvard. Without, just to have that degree without studying to get the degree, it's taking a place from you that you have the grades, let's say, okay, mm-hmm. and you can't get in because a spot's already taken.
Right. I just don't understand why, if the school that you really want to go to is doing that kind of stuff, why are you still trying to get into that school and fight for your way there if they're not aligning with your morals?
Mm-hmm.
Go find a school that's not doing that, or that like promises you that and can prove that they're not doing that. Go to one that morally aligns with you.
Well, you know what they were saying? That most of these people were actors, all right? And they were going for political science degrees and attorney degrees, and they were going to infuse them into politics. So you would have political science majors with a degree from, let's say, USC or wherever that they never went to school for, and they're going to be elected a congressman or a senator because their parents were these great actors and actresses. And you're going to have these progressive or socialist people elected down the line. And, I mean, they've got had it all mapped out on how they were going to take over. And this was part of it. Get their kids in, have that diploma on the wall so that they could wiggle their way like Elizabeth Warren did. She didn't earn her way anywhere through college or to become a professor. And she became a progressive senator. And can you imagine all these actress and actress kids? And now they become politicians. I mean, and they're expecting everything for nothing because that's what they got. I don't know. It just, you know, the thing that I want to know, who turned them in? Who's the one that blew the whistle on this? I mean, when you think about it, because you don't hear about somebody saying, well, because of them, my son couldn't get into college or whatever. He didn't hear anything. Somebody on the inside must have blew the whistle on this whole scheme because it's been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear anything.
No. What else did I have?
So do you have anything?
I didn't really hear too much about it.
Yeah.
I just kind of like have a little bit of a thought on it and don't really care about it.
You won't know.
Well, I really don't
You
care.
Won't know if you watch.
I haven't really been in the whole news realm this
well,
week.
Well, people always say that Fox News is so one-sided that you can't listen to it. But if you ever listen to CNN, you'd belly laugh on it. But that's where you only get your news from. And, I mean, it's sad.
Yeah, at the gym, it seems like the only news they have on is CNN.
CNN. You go into a doctor's office. The only news they have on is CNN. And I don't, you know, it's
and after everything
thing.
That's happened with them about getting everything wrong, I mean, I don't know why anyone still watches.
I know. I mean, you know, they're a puppet of the government. When that Roger Stone was arrested and they stormtrooped his house at 5 in the morning and the guy answers the door in his underwear and CNN was across the street filming it. Now they had so the government let CNN know that they were going to do this. I mean, I'm sure CNN just doesn't drive around at 4 in the morning looking for stormtroopers to bust into homes, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't trust any of these people.
No. So another great segue. I've kind of run out of things to talk about, but I did start up a Patreon. I don't know if you know what a Patreon is.
No.
It's this thing where listeners can decide to donate money monthly.
Okay.
To the show or whatever.
Oh, really?
A lot of podcasts I listen to do Patreon. I set it up and there's different tier levels, and I haven't come up with like any like rewards yet or anything for the tier levels, but I will eventually, like, just more different content or something. I don't know yet. But anyway, if people really like the show or something, they can donate money. It can be $1, $2 a month, whatever they want.
Excellent.
And it can go towards like either equipment or like licensing or hosting fees, stuff like that. So I'll put the link out for listeners, if you guys feel like donating money. But it's up there. I just haven't shared it yet. I made it and I still got to figure out how to use it, but working on it.
Okay.
So that'll be pretty cool.
Well, I started a GoFundMe page.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm running out of money. And I want to get a car. No, I'm only kidding.
GoFundMe is a great way too.
Really?
Hey, what were we saying yesterday about GoFundMe? I don't remember.
Now, did you hear about the Albany fireman that had that sepsis and almost died? Did you hear about that?
No.
Okay, he had,
I didn't hear about
his shoulder was hurting him. He was a fireman for Albany Airport. His shoulder was hurting him, and it got worse, so he went to the doctors and they found out that his blood was had an infection, and that happens if you have a cut, and he just had a little cut and a virus or something got in. Well, there's only 5% of people that get that live out of, you know, and there's a lot of people that get it. Matter of fact, another firefighter in Albany got it and he died. Well, this guy was in a very young. I had a wife and a daughter, and I mean, he was on life support for a couple weeks, and they didn't think he was going to make it. His heart, his kidneys were starting to fail. His heart, he had a heart attack while he was in a coma and all this. And they started a GoFundMe page because they had insurance, but they had to have extra things because the guy had all these tubes hooked up with him. And they got, you know, I donated $25, and their goal was $100,000, and they got something like $80,000 in the first 4 days
out.
Yeah. And
it's just crazy how much money is out there, really.
Yeah. Well, for a right cause, it's good. And people just donate $25 or $10 or whatever. I mean, there were people that donated $100 or $150. But anyway, after like maybe 3 weeks, he woke up, and but his one hand had had to be removed up to the middle of the forearm because the tissue died because it wasn't getting blood. And then every one of his toes had to be amputated because of no blood flow down there. And they finally, Monday is his all his doctors. I mean, he's got a team of doctors for everything. A kidney specialist and all that. And they're going to decide about, each doctor is going to tell when they want to release him. And they let his daughter in for the first time to say, she's only like 4 years old, for the first time the other day, because he hasn't seen her at all in like a month. And they didn't want her to come in then, as his wife said, I snuck her in and the nurses didn't see me, in quotes. But, you know, they let her in. She took a picture of this, and you should see his face lit up so much, you know. And she's been writing a journal about this whole thing, about going every day, and he would show signs of getting better, then he'd get worse. And it's going to be an interesting story to read. And if you haven't kept up with it, I would suggest that you read this. And I don't know how she's going to do it, on either on Facebook or a site that she'll put that journal up. Even Lydia Kolbita, who's a news caster for Channel 10, I think, had been following this and updating on Facebook. And but everybody that knows about it has been anticipating her daily reports, because everybody, I mean, you've fallen in love with this family. I mean, it's amazing. But, you know, it just goes to show that if that today there are caring people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, if people really care about a cause, they'll right. support it.
And I think, you know, if it's the right cause, I mean, I don't want to donate to somebody, a GoFundMe that the lady wants to get a divorce or the husband wants to get a divorce. I mean, that's kind of stupid.
Right.
But for like, the right cause.
There might be some people that donate.
Oh, I'm sure there would be.
Not me.
No, but. I wouldn't. But I'm sure they could make $100,000 or something like that. But it's, you know, if you have the right cause, and that blew me away that people had raised that much money, and you know, it kind of gives you a little hope of.
Moral of the story: if you're a millionaire and you hear my show, please help me out.
That's right. That's right. We want your money.
I'm kidding.
And we want to show Bernie that the American way is better than the Russian gulag way.
Yeah.
So
anyway, I will follow up on that story. And if you're listening, you should too. And also look out for a Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Patreon.
Okay.
I'll put a link out on the page. I still got to come up with the tier levels and everything, but.
Yeah, do that, because you had really good success in putting out for a guest for the show.
Oh, yeah. Real good. A lot of people.
And
I can't even fit everybody in a year.
Saratoga Broadcasting.
Yeah. Speaking of a year.
I would.
March is our year anniversary. I can't remember which day. I have to look it up. But it's this month.
Wow.
Yeah.
A year already.
Yeah. I have to see when the first episode was.
Holy mackerel.
I'll have to put out like a funny video or something.
When did they open up downstairs? It was a year last weekend,
February.
I think.
February.
Well, they had their...
No, it was in February.
It was in February?
End of February.
Yeah, end of February or the beginning of March, because they had their grand, their party last weekend. And I remember that's when I met
after.
You.
Yeah.
And it was right after that or that Saturday that you did a show.
Yep.
So.
I'll have to look at the date exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I can remember exciting. It finally. It was near St. Patrick's Day, and you came in to do your show, and I threw cabbages and potatoes at you to use for your corned beef dinner. I remember that very, very vividly.
Oh, yeah, today's St. Patrick's Day. This is the first year that, like, I love St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
But this is the first year I'm not really into it. It's strange.
Well, it's on a Sunday.
Right. It's weird.
And you did your St. Patrick's trip and fun yesterday. Basically,
which actually is really strange, because last weekend in like the Albany area, people were out dressed in green, having St. Patty's Day bar crawls last weekend. It wasn't even, it's today, not last week, but in Vermont yesterday, there was like no sort of anything going on really.
No. And they call, and they have the Green Mountains. You know, you would think that Vermont.
It was
of
just
all
weird.
States, yeah. Well, when you're socialist, you don't do much of anything. You know, you celebrate Che Guevara Day or something like that.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, St. Patrick's Day, they showed boats spraying, I don't know what they did, food coloring in the river in Chicago, the big river, and it was all green. And they have, it's neat. And when I bartended when I was younger, it was always the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day that people celebrated, because Irish seem to like to celebrate a lot. So they could celebrate that Saturday, and then they could celebrate St. Patrick's night. You know, it was a big night. And it was fun, though. I mean, you go out and have fun. That's the main thing.
I'm too old for that.
Yeah. And you don't even like, you can't eat corned beef.
No, I don't eat corned beef.
And do you eat corned beef? You don't eat corned beef either. Are you more of a vegetarian? No? Okay. I'm talking to Joey
eats steak.
Not the wall. Joey's here. Shannon's better half, I would say, because the way I got it in earlier, that Joey wanted to buy maple syrup yesterday and you decided not to.
Hey, no, I said we should buy maple syrup and we didn't. I don't really like maple syrup.
I got a vibe there. So I'm kind of like siding with Joey on
this one. I suggested maple syrup.
I don't know.
But we decided not to. We got honey instead.
Honey with cheese. Now you can have honey and cheese.
That's the plan. That's what we did. We got it for honey and cheese.
How does smoked honey taste?
It's really good.
Yeah?
Really good.
You know, that would be an interesting process to watch, wouldn't it? To see how they do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I never saw a bee smoke a cigar, so I wouldn't think it would be from the bees.
Nope.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, we're going to go eat some cheese and honey now. And that's all I got for you today.